The character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
This week,
we
pushed the Chris Kalamita back to where he belongs.
The bench, damn it.
On the sidelines, looking longingly at the first team offense playing, or defense, whatever we'd be. I also realized I'm not used to NXT being on Wednesday, and I forgot that their event is tomorrow.
Right. I was, for some reason, thinking that it was already Wednesday. So I'm glad that it is not.
Yes, I for some reason, was under the assumption today was Wednesday as well, which doesn't make any logical sense, being that, you know, Monday Night Raw was, you know, just the other day.
And I was making jokes about missing it because I was going to a hockey game, which I attended yesterday.
That was funny. I didn't know. I don't know. I guess. Does anyone really pay attention unless you're in that city where Raw is anymore?
I doubt it. Like, I don't really pay that much attention. The only time that I do, honestly, is when they hit the spots that are usually really extra hot. You know, I perk up. You know, Chicago, Dallas always seem to have good crowds. There are a few others.
Madison Square Garden does, but they don't do Raw there very often.
Right.
That's an expensive show.
Have they done the Izod Center the last couple of times?
Is that the Brooklyn one?
Yeah.
The last I remember was a pay-per-view, but again, don't really. What they announce it once during the broadcast. Unless, like, the crowd's, like, really out of hand, and then it's just like, okay, whatever. So.
Well, it was cracking me up watching it. The difference when they're in town, and I forgot about this because it's been so long, they always say when it's at the, I think it's Value City Arena now, it says from the Ohio State University. But when they're nationwide, it says Columbus, Ohio.
Oh. No, I never noticed that. Maybe that's part of the deal of running a show there. I don't know. Why do they call that place the Ohio State? Are they just trying to make sure that they're the only state university?
I forget. Someone came up with it. Like, I don't think it's actually a school thing. I feel like someone came. I read the story once, and I forgot about it already because I don't care.
Yeah, it's like as being a Michigan fan, you'd think I'd know, but it's just one of those things. Like you, I don't care. But yeah, but that was funny though. It was funny when you mentioned you weren't going to Raw, and I'm like, well, yeah, why would you? And it's like, yeah, they're having it over at the Shot, or I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, they're in Columbus. I mean. And then, yeah, it is kind of weird, but it's... Now, I remember we saw King of the Ring at Nationwide, and we saw a Raw at Schottenstein, or Value City now, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I don't know. Nationwide's got to be bigger, right?
I was pretty surprised. They're equal size.
Wow. Well, that says a lot, then.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by that. I thought that's why they didn't have more events there, to be honest with you. I mean, they have obviously plenty of school events there, but because both hockey and basketball play there at least. I don't. More events tend to go down to Nationwide Arena. the bigger ones. I guess just because there is other stuff around it. It's more of a hub because where Value City, it's on Ohio State's campus, but it's not really like anywhere near the middle of it. Like it's kind of off to one side on the far west side of campus.
Yeah, so I remember the one time we were there. You're like, yeah, it's on campus. I'm like, there's nothing over here. It was really weird. But hadn't they just built that place though? That's
It
not
was
very
pretty
old.
early because both of that was built a few years before Nationwide was. Because it was finished maybe like mid-90s. I'd have to look that up, but it was done a few years before.
Yeah, because I thought it looked or felt relatively new when we were there. So,
Yeah, it was.
there's the history of the arenas in Columbus. The whole point was that you skipped Raw for a hockey game you really had no rooting interest in, which is kind of funny. And I know you got the Blue Jackets tickets, but I mean, come on, you know.
I do root for them, but I will admit that it's a little nonchalant at times, you know, and downright hostile, especially when they're taking on the Penguins.
Yeah, it's like when even here with like the Panthers, I was fully against them when the Lions are in town, obviously. But then we went the other time, I was rooting for them. But yeah, it's half-hearted. But then once the game got close, it was like, no, fuck these Atlanta fans. And Atlanta ends up winning anyways. So I've yet to see the team I'm rooting for win there. Because even when we went to the ACC championship game, I was pulling for Georgia Tech. No, actually, no, I wasn't. I was pulling for Florida State. So I think just to be a dick, because everybody else was pulling for Georgia Tech. So there's always got to be the one. But, anyways,
Well, you got to vote for the crab legs.
Yeah, I don't think I ever told you about that. We took the train downtown, and we're getting on one of the stops, and these guys come up, and they had Florida State jerseys on, and I just for some reason, and it may have been alcohol induced or may not because I was driving, I just turned around and started booing. I mean, just outright. I just looked at their sweatshirt, looked at them, and was just booing right in their face. And then I had my Michigan sweatshirt on. And he points at it, and he goes, "Well, you're booing me. Who are you?" Like pointing at the Michigan shirt, and I'm like, "Excuse me, sir, that is rude. I just met you." And he just looked at me, and everyone started laughing, and it was just fun. That was a fun environment going to a game where I didn't really care. But to see like the venom, I don't know. I don't know how Georgia Tech fans are like that hostile. But
It's kind of funny. My neighbor Fred went to Georgia Tech, and it is kind of funny that he gets a little bit hostile about the whole Georgia thing.
outside of what, the late 90s or was it early 90s when Georgia Tech had that one good year?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's been a while. I don't quite understand what their even their basketball team hasn't been that good.
I was thinking about that. Them and Boston College. Like when Boston College joined the ACC, I mean, they beat the bejesus out of teams. And then they fired the coach like 2 years later. And
Oh.
I couldn't tell you the last time Boston College, and the same goes for Georgia Tech as well. I'm trying to think if there was like some sort of grade shenanigans there. Well, everyone's got to make an appearance this time. So I'm just waiting for the other one now.
Yep.
Wow, he's getting white in the
Someone's.
face.
Yeah, he's really white.
Well, the other one.
Okay, big man. You gotta lay down. You gotta lay down. Lay down.
What the hell is this thing doing? All right, put that one. There we go. Okay.
But what the hell were we talking about?
I was talking about Georgia. Somehow we got on the topic of Georgia Tech and Boston College basketball not being good.
The rooting interests and
Yeah.
all the good stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's that northern thing to where it's, the pro sports are so dominant. Well, down here, it's all
Oh.
it was all college just until what 20 years ago, when like when a large influx of professional teams came were down here, you know, like especially hockey, baseball in Florida, you know, none of that stuff was around when we were growing up. How Jacksonville football? I mean, if that even counts, so, but.
For some reason, they haven't been around that long, but I've had at least a couple of reasons to hate them. So.
Yeah, well, they got Denard Robinson, and he's actually turning out to be pretty good. So, I got the one collar off the one dog, so the other one is just out of arm's reach, just throwing herself on the ground, scratching her back. It's so weird. And thank you. So, well,
There we go. We
there's
got
no.
all four dogs in already.
Yeah, we have no easy segue into this, so let's get to the big news story of the day and of the night from last night. I think Seth Rollins is pretty much every guy's favorite wrestler now. I mean, it's the pain of being exposed by a bitter, I would assume now, ex-fiance. I mean,
Yeah.
and you're pulling some decent side tail. I mean, it's like, good work, my friend. I mean,
You know what? The
kudos.
one thing I didn't check, like, what did his fiance look like?
I figured she was a civilian, so I didn't even bother looking her up. You
Oh,
know?
okay. Well, I mean, her picture actually looked pretty decent. She kind of looked like a rock star chick in her picture there.
Oh, is that really her?
Yeah, it's on the Deadspin.
Wait, which one are you talking about? The fiance or the side piece?
Fiance.
She's pretty good looking. You know what? Seth Rollins may be my favorite wrestler now.
Yeah.
Pulling.
If that's really her picture, she is attractive.
Yeah, see, I didn't even occur to me to look her up, just figuring, you know, being a civilian and all, there wouldn't be any pictures of her, but. Wow.
Yeah, well, if you're on Twitter, you're definitely a person. Oh, yeah, good for him. Good for Seth.
Yeah.
Man, he's definitely my favorite wrestler.
All
He's
right.
taken over. He finally has CM Punk spot.
That's what I was just about to say. I'm trying to think of if this would have been like another wrestler, like a wrestler wife or something, it could have been almost a replay of Edge and Matt Hardy and Lita.
Oh.
I mean, that really did wonders for Edge's career. I mean, it gave
Yeah,
him a
it did.
personality that he didn't have before, and you know, whether they wanted to or not. It brought out so much an edge, but I mean, Seth Rollins doesn't need any of this stuff. But I'm still
No, doesn't.
trying to piece together what happened. So, from some reports, he posted a picture of Zahara Shriver from NXT.
Yeah, and this was the part that I still find that I want to see some solid news on that front as to who did that, because it does not seem like they know, at least in the Deadspin article that I read, they do not know what who posted that exactly. It was on Rollins' account, but it doesn't mean that someone else didn't have access to it.
That's sort of what it seems to be like. He left his phone for some reason. Like they're saying he got hacked. Oh, okay, now it actually. I mean, I don't know if Elise knows any of my passwords or not, but it kind of makes sense that she'd be able to guess his passwords and, you know, get into all of his accounts and do this sort of stuff.
Or you don't even, I mean, I don't keep a lock on my phone. If she really wanted to get into something, she could get into something.
Yeah, but I'm figuring she's not backstage, though. I mean, because
Oh.
this happened during Raw.
Oh, it happened during Raw.
As far as I've been reading, yeah.
Okay, I did not realize that part.
Yeah, so if it was taking place during Raw, I'm figuring she just got into his Twitter, or I'm sure there's probably some app that she downloaded to get into his phone or something like that. And
right.
Yes, I mean, and I guess I'm placing the blame solely on his fiance chick, or ex-fiance that I would figure now, Leah Schultz. So, because instead of just breaking up with him, chicks do mean things. So, it seems perfectly reasonable to me that she would just screw with him, post a picture of his chick. All right, and here's the thing.
Yeah, because you try to screw that chick in the process, too. Like, you want it to look bad for her, within the WWE.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess you kind of cut me off what I was going to say, because, yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that part. No, in a good way, because I was going to say, this chick's smoking. So, I mean, I guess, maybe she has a hang-up, doesn't want people seeing her naked. All right, I understand that. But it's not like she's got flaws from this picture. it's not like she's like showing heavy wrinkles or like cottage cheese, whatever women beat themselves up about. That's perfectly natural.
Right.
There's no flaws on this picture with the chick. It's like, oh my God, this chick is beautiful.
Yeah.
So.
Unless you're going to say that those are so round that they're implants.
And I will counter with that, so?
yeah. And some people might complain, as I heard this morning, about the breast tattoo.
She didn't go full breast tattoo, so it's acceptable. I do not enjoy when they do everything. It's like a woman's breast is perfect. It's nice on the outside, and then blam, you got your target right there. It's awesome. It's a wonderful natural design. So there's no reason to put a tattoo over and screw it up. But so I'll give it a pass on this one.
Yeah, I'm completely fine. Looks like good artwork on top of that.
Yeah. So then. After this, she puts up pictures of Rollin with his dick out. Which, those weren't embarrassing photos either. It's like, this broad doesn't understand what it takes to embarrass somebody. All right, like, no one against their will wants their junk showing. Male or female, So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I guess unless you're in a porn.
Well, yeah, but that's not against their will, though.
You did say against your will. Yeah. Okay.
So if you're gonna do that, all right. So there's that aspect, and of course it's on the internet. It's on my computer now because just in case we needed it, I saved it. So there's that, but even then, after a little while, a few weeks from now, no one's gonna hell. I'll say by Friday, no one's gonna remember this.
A few people will, but not too many.
Yeah, but even then, it's still a temporary setback.
I don't even think it's that much of a setback.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to get a talking to. And that's going to be it. Like, you can't do anything dumb like this again. Like, that's basically the talk that he got already. I guarantee it.
Yeah, and then I was reading also that WWE, believes he didn't do this on purpose. Like, they believe he was hacked. Because apparently he took the pictures down, and they came back up.
Right.
So there's clearly someone doing this of their own volition. So WWE is like, alright. Because, everyone's taken those pictures and sent them to somebody by now. It just happens. But some of you got to be smart and delete it from your phone as soon as it goes out, just in case. I mean, I deal with it every day. The last thing I want to do is scroll through my pictures and be like, oh, shit. scroll past it, you know?
So, yeah. Hey, I need to show you this. Oh, shit. No, not that picture.
Here's a picture of the house where, oh, God. It's like, it's one of those things, like the Facebook post, like you hand somebody your phone as long as you don't scroll left or right. And I'm like, I never have that problem because that shit gets deleted or saved to somewhere else immediately, depending on what it is. But yeah, but like these pictures weren't even, like, they weren't awful. I don't know. Maybe I don't know why you take a picture of somebody in this state, but you know, with the guys, you got the shrinkage thing. Why not after you get out of the cold shower or something, or you know, cold water, it's all shriveled like a raisin. Then you post that one or something and be like, oh my God, look how small this dick is. Trying to, you know, embarrass the guy.
Yeah, it was just the leaked footage of his junk. And like you said, there really wasn't a whole lot to be embarrassed by.
No.
So it's just like, okay. You know? Yeah. And most guys are going to be like, I wish I could be that ripped.
Yeah, I might look into this CrossFit thing, because if you can get results like that, I was like, I didn't know who it was at first. Because he doesn't appear to be that big of a dude on TV. And even when we saw him in person at that ROH show, it was years ago, mind you, he was like a cut-up dude, but he was pretty small. Or yeah. Athletic, more so.
Yeah, I think he snuck up in weight, just like everybody else seems to do in the WWE.
Yeah, that's what that is for you.
And then what did... when Chris and I were talking about it, because I had noticed this too, that he wasn't that much shorter than Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, he's kind of a tall guy. Like, I guess I always thought of him as, you know, a 5-something like Daniel Bryan, but I mean, he's got a good, you know, few inches. I would say at least 4 inches on Daniel Bryan.
See, I think, isn't Lesnar only 6'2"?
Or 6'3"? 6'5".
6'5"? Okay. Oh, he's 6'5"?
Yeah,
because really?
I looked afterwards, and Rollins was 6'2".
Oh, wow.
So I was
okay.
Like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, he's kind of close in size. I mean, he's not that big, but I mean, he's pretty goddamn big.
Yeah. That's crazy. All right, no, I had no idea. I thought Lesnar was shorter than
him. He was working out at the Onnit gyms, and they posted a picture of him. I'm like, that dude is just getting bigger. Like, because I thought that, I didn't remember him much in between ROH when I saw him and then the WWE, because it was a decent chunk of time.
Right.
So just because he was similarly cut up, I didn't really pay attention to it. But I think he's, you know, like I said, maybe put on another 10 or 20 since he's been on TV.
Yeah. With that,
he's a big man.
Yeah, well, it's also that TV thing, and like being around guys his size or bigger, you lose track of how big these guys actually are.
Oh.
You know, there's that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the best part of the story, though, is the fact that his Twitter account was linked to his WWE profile, his WWE.com profile. So the pictures showed up on WWE.com as well.
I mean, I wasn't really surprised by that because you see it on. I've seen it on, like, team websites or even newspaper websites where they just have a scroll of, like, you know, the reporter's different tweets on one side. So it just kind of goes through that. So I wasn't surprised that the WWE had something like that. I don't really go to their site enough to know.
But when do you ever visit WWE?
Huh?
When do you seriously ever visit WWE for Shop
when
Zone?
When I need to go to the Shop Zone, I go there first. And then when I need to look at the roster, because I've forgotten how many people are still on it. That's the two reasons. And, well, to watch the network. But okay. I still do that mostly for pay-per-views and, well, one NXT event now.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna. I was trying to think. I forgot about the roster thing. I only do that when we're to, when we bring it up. And we're like, man, how many people are on the roster? And that's about it. But yeah, that cracks me up though. That just thinking, some like some prepubescent girl is like, oh, I'm gonna go look him up, you know, or some kid in the audience, you know, they pound the app and all that.
Seth Rollins, my heroes. Oh my
Yeah.
God, what is this?
Yeah, some little girl's like, oh my God. Oh.
Seth
So.
Rollins, will you marry me the next time they come to the town?
Yeah, well, change those words around. So, you know, the funny part is, as we're having this conversation, I have Boogie Nights on in the background. And it just got to the part where he does his first scene with Julianne Moore and everybody in the crew. And it's just like turning sideways, staring how big his dick is. So let's talk about Raw. I think that's enough talking about, you know, Seth Rollins' rawness. But yeah, that's just such a fun little thing. Well, it's wrong term, but.
Yeah, it's a good story.
Yeah, because WWE doesn't make this. Like, WWE wrestlers don't make this mistake. Like, nowadays. Could you imagine if it was around in, like, the 80s and the 90s? Like, all the dirt and stuff we'd have on all of these guys? It'd be so much fun. But, I mean, they're so savvy with this stuff now
Yeah,
that.
I mean, I still remember Duggan and the Iron Sheik getting caught smoking pot together. But that is the only time I can ever remember anything like in my childhood when I had that kind of news broken to me.
I remember one of the wrestling magazines. There was a picture of, I think we've talked about this stuff before, but there was a picture of Outlaw Ron Bass and Davey Boy Smith walking into the arena together. And they were like, what's go and it was some goofy, like, you know, not headline, but like the caption underneath. Like, what's going on between Davey and Ron Bass? And I was like, what's going on between Davey and Ron Bass? That doesn't make any sense. Ron Bass is a bad guy. Yeah, just yeah, but yeah, none of that stuff happens. I mean, all the stories you hear about the Click, and you read these books, you read like wrestler biographies, especially like the old days, like 70s, when they're going from town to town, like Texas, like drinking and driving, getting in bar fights, all that stuff. Oh, what a treat it would have been to have this sort of technology back then.
Yeah,
Man.
people actually shooting on people.
Yeah, that too.
it would have been interesting to have this kind of media environment then.
Yeah, it probably would have been boring as hell, though. They probably would have been savvy just like now. So, you know, no fun there. But, yeah. All right. Well, let's get on to Raw. Pretty interesting episode, actually.
But it was one of those ones where after I ended up watching it, I wasn't bummed that I didn't go, but I didn't think it was terrible either.
I thought I thought the show itself, you know, it's still the 3 hours is still too long. But each segment had a purpose and it achieved it. And even inside those segments, like my biggest thing was, and I mentioned this to Shahid last night, Roman Reigns showing way more personality all of a sudden.
Oh.
And like annoyance with Daniel Bryan, and not just in like a face to face, but in like even when he was on the outside waiting for a tag from Daniel Bryan, like yelling at him, don't give up, or yelling at him to kick out, like feigning exasperation with him when because he was getting beat down so much. Like
Right.
that's kind of a heelish thing to do. Like it's like the jock, dickhead jock thing to do to somebody.
Yeah, but I mean, I love that he's doing that, though.
Yes.
And I do think that it gives him personality. Like, I don't care how they work it. Like, they've got to give him some a little more steak with his proverbial sizzle. And having things like that go on just helps to fuel that. Whether that's bad or good, I don't know. Chris and I have both kind of talked about the lack of heels, so I don't have a problem with him maybe turning to the heelery if necessary.
See, I don't. He may have been acting heelish, but I don't even think it was really him being a heel. I think it's just. How did I had this explained earlier in my head and I forgot, but it's. All right, I think the first start, not startling, but the first thing that stands out was he had a personality. And I know it's that sounds really negative, but this was the first time really that I actually got like a kind of a clear picture that, you know what, he is still kind of a badass. He's not the doofus that last week said, well, you know, why not? Let's do this. Like, what are you talking about? Say no. Or yeah. Go, fine, I'll beat your ass and I'll beat your ass. Doesn't matter who it is. Instead, he was acting all, oh, shucks, and that drove me fucking crazy. So
yeah, he about turned it halfway through last week's show when he got pissed off at Daniel Bryan in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, they have to fight. They should have some animosity. And I do think it's always overstated, too. It's just like, man, just all you honestly need to do is get together during the match to survive and then beat the tar out of each other like they did.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's your usual by-the-numbers WWE booking. One good guy hits the other good guy. It causes a problem. So it was like, all right, that's pretty much booking by the numbers, cool. And then, you know, Roman Reigns returns the favor at the end. I don't know. I thought it worked very well, but I found Daniel Bryan kind of annoying, actually.
Oh.
Because if you think about this logically, he lost. In the context of all this, he didn't get cheated out of a win. No one interfered for him to lose the Royal Rumble. He got legitimately tossed out. So now everyone whines and they're going to put him in. And instead of saying, well, you know what? This is what the people want or something. He's in there talking about, I'm the better wrestler than you. It's like, well, wait a minute. You little, I mean, if you stick with this, like, you little troll, what are you talking about? It kind of made me think of, you know, the Daniel Bryan that was a heel a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what? They're kind of making both of them, like, bringing out the traits that make them both kind of unlikable. But the crowd loves Daniel Bryan so much, no one's really buying, like, biting on it.
Yeah, because he still says it in such a, because that's just kind of been killing me. He says it in such a nice way, but it just comes off as dickish.
Yeah. It's like the whole Southern bless your heart thing or whatever it is down here. That's what it reminds me of. It's like, well, you won the Royal Rumble, bless your heart. It's like, no, I won the Royal Rumble. What are you talking about? You have no claim to be in this. So it's like the heel, like the babyface's argument is pretty much airtight. He legitimately won fair and square, and he's getting screwed in this, but somehow I'm getting booed. And the guy who lost fair and square is whining, and he's being cheered. Like, I'm wondering if they're going to go with this sooner or later. I don't know. I think Daniel Bryan could work as a little, like, annoying little heel like that. I don't know if people are ready to boo him, mind you, but...
Yeah, they could go that route. I was just talking about him joining up with the Bellas since they're heels now, and have him be their little pet, you know, have him shave the beard for them, and you know, you got Heeldom 101 going on.
Yeah, Did we talk about this already? About him shaving and stuff? Who did I talk to about that?
Was it you? I feel like I did talk about this already too.
Yeah, it's the perfect gimmick. I mean, I think we talked about like having someone shave his head or his beard as like part of the gimmick or something like that.
Okay, yeah, we definitely did that.
But then you could turn it around on people too. I'd almost think it'd be hilarious if he wins at WrestleMania and then somehow joins up with Triple H afterwards and comes out. It reminds me of a few years ago. I went to Raw after a pay-per-view. It was in Greenville. And Christian won the Intercontinental title. He came out the very next day, short hair, all trimmed up. He was wearing like jeans and a jacket. And I was like, wow, he looks totally different. And I just thought that would be quite the shocking moment. Like, Daniel Bryan comes out. You know, he didn't have something at WrestleMania happen and just confuse people. I don't know if that'd work or not, though. Like, would people buy it?
I don't know. And I don't know if you want people to buy it, because I feel like his reaction is getting a little bit better as things move along here, and he sticks around. I mean, that he really did lose a lot of momentum being off for six months.
Yeah, well, it's like when I talked to Shahid about this after the Rumble, that, and I think it's something I haven't seen too many people mention. There was never a chance to actually celebrate outside of WrestleMania and then Raw the next day. There was no chance to have Daniel Bryan be your guy. As soon as he was done, as soon as he won the championship, you had your 2-day celebration. Then he got in a feud with Kane, and then he was gone in a month.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that was like part of the problem with it. So it's like, all right, now we got to get used to this guy again, you know? So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely think that there's a little bit of a feeling out process still going on with him for the fans, in my opinion. Because the reaction isn't as big as it was.
It depends on where you go. Like, last week it wasn't too big. It seemed like it was pretty big last night.
Yeah.
But it was still a bigger pop than Roman Reigns. And that's not bagging on Roman Reigns. It just was. Because the people are still kind of indifferent to him. But I think if they go down the same path, keep Roman Reigns, to go back to him, going down the same, you know, having a consistent, strong character, I think it'll do wonders for him. Whether that's going to turn him heel or turn him face, it's going to give him a defined character, finally.
Yeah, I agree.
The bad thing, though, the coolest guys or the most believable people in WWE right now are all heels. Brock Lesnar, I don't consider him a heel anymore, do you? I mean,
no, he's, I mean, he is a guy that can pull off the gray area.
Yeah, but you think about him, what's he do wrong that would make him a heel?
He's in the same boat as Rusev, for the most part, where they just win on their own merit.
Yep.
And they're just booed because of who they happen to have defeated. And, well, Rusev, it's more the concept that he has defeated. And Lesnar, it's who he defeated.
Yeah.
Like, just beating the Undertaker streak is supposed to make him the heel.
I think the problem with Lesnar, and it's the same with Rusev, except Rusev's got that dumbass gimmick still. I can't believe they're still going with this. I guess hopefully after John Cena, it's done.
Yeah, you know, they're still laying off of it a bit. Like, I don't feel like there's been a Vladimir Putin speech in a few weeks.
Yeah, good. But Jim Ross has mentioned this in his podcast, and Rusev doesn't do anything but win clean. Lana doesn't interfere. he doesn't do anything worse than any babyface does. And then Monday night on Raw, John Cena, you know, insults him by saying Lana's got the balls. So what's Rusev do? He mans up and goes to fight John Cena. Instead of standing in the ring saying, don't say that about me or about whatever else, he goes and fights and ends up, you know, however he does it, goes over on John Cena in that skirmish. How the hell am I supposed to boo this guy?
I don't know. They, it is all hinged on the whole Russian thing. We're just supposed to boo him because he's Russian.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all they're hanging their hat on with him. Like, because even the couple of times, like, oh, they're going to start having him cheat more, but then they don't have him cheat anymore then. Like, it's popped up a couple of times during his stint, but not very often. So, yeah, there is not really much of a reason to hate him other than, you know, xenophobia.
Yeah, which, who cares? I mean, all right, well, it's kind of hard to argue your point when you're constantly winning, or argue against your point when you're constantly winning, you know? So it's like, all right. But another guy, Bray Wyatt. He's supposed to be this heel that you're supposed to boo, and all he's doing is beating Dolph Ziggler clean every week right now.
Yeah, and he beat another babyface that was over quite well, which I discovered last week. I just missed the match where he Bray Wyatt went over pretty clean in the ambulance match to Dean Ambrose Wyatt pretty cleanly.
Yeah, now I mean, it's like I know they're setting him up for Taker at WrestleMania supposedly,
right?
But I no one's gonna cheer for Wyatt over Undertaker. Well, the majority of the crowd is not gonna cheer Wyatt over the Undertaker. But right now, I hope to God Wyatt beats the bejesus out of the old guy. I mean, it's hard to root against somebody who just, you know, wins and doesn't do it in a way Seth Rollins does, which we can get to in a second.
Uh huh.
You know. It's a clean. He wins clean both times, especially against Dolph Ziggler. First one was pretty shocking. He pops back up out of the zigzag and gives him Sister Abigail. Boom, the end. And this week, Sister Abigail again beats him clean again.
Yep.
No tomfoolery or anything. It's just weird what they're doing. It's like, okay, so we got some strong heels. Well, where are our strong baby faces now? Yet, essentially, your two strong baby faces are pissed off at each other, and going take on the champion.
Yeah, I mean that's the only other option. Is people have talked about Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt possibly having a match at WrestleMania because of their former alliance. I mean that's the only other thing that's a possibility for him.
I don't know why they would do that. How many times have we seen Bray Wyatt and Daniel Bryan, though?
I don't know. Maybe I think it would be on a different level, just because those were pretty early in both of their runs.
Well, they just had Daniel Bryan lose to him in January on Raw.
Oh.
So, yeah, no, I'm going to say that's stupid. If they were going to do that.
Never mind.
I'm not convinced WrestleMania is going to be good yet. I'm still clearly on the we'll see bandwagon. I read something, I think it was on Gerwick.net, so who knows where that came from actually. But they're still considering making the main event a triple threat with Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns, and Lesnar. And it's a good way for Lesnar to get out of dropping the title. I mean, he'll drop the title, obviously, but he doesn't have to take the pin or anything like that.
Right. Yeah, that is also one way to handle that situation. But how do we get to that situation from the Bray Wyatt situation?
Well, because you mentioned Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, other than my ridiculous
Yeah. No.
assumptions.
If they were ever committed to a Daniel Bryan Bray Wyatt feud, because I know before, was last year, right? Yeah, right around the Royal Rumble, he joins the Wyatt family, turns on him the next week. Was it 2 weeks? And at the Royal Rumble, he loses to Bray Wyatt, and then he's in the main event of WrestleMania. Then he's out, comes back, and loses to Bray Wyatt. It's like they never had like the final say, the final blow-off match, I guess. So I guess you could, but I don't know. If Bray Wyatt was the one that put him out after WrestleMania, I'd say okay. Have Daniel Bryan chasing him, trying to get him to have a match, but it's too late for that now. But I'm just trying to figure out the baby faces, because Dean Ambrose somehow is now embroiled in a feud with Bad News Barrett over the Intercontinental title. I was like, what?
Yeah, he got quite a bit, Dino. I mean, I'm not sure what he can do. Like, you can't really put him in the title picture. So, there's a limited number of things that you can do.
I guess if Bad News Barrett had had more footing underneath him. I mean, he came back, won the Intercontinental title off of weird circumstances with the Authority. And then all of a sudden, he's fighting Dean Ambrose. It's like, what? So it's that whole Intercontinental thing, too, though. I mean, that barely
Well,
matters.
and they haven't done him any favors. He lost to Sin Cara, and they've acknowledged that on TV. I think it was on Main Event or something like that, so it wasn't on a big TV show, but they did mention it. It's just like because they had a rematch on a Raw recently.
Oh,
It's
that's
just
right.
like, really? Wade Barrett lost to Sin Cara. And I even think they mentioned it this week when Sin Cara was in a match that didn't involve him really at all with the Miz and Damian Mizdow.
Yeah. I know I was gonna bring up, I was trying to think of like another baby face, but I mean, there's John Cena, but isn't that kind of go unspoken right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's taking on Rusev, so I mean, he's kind of tied up. No matter whether they're having a match here at Fastlane or not, like, I have a hard time believing that somehow that isn't getting pushed to WrestleMania, too.
Yeah.
Like, there's no time to rewrite a story for Cena, I don't think, in that next month.
That's what I'm trying to figure out is they're going to have him versus Rusev for Fastlane. Are they going to have a rematch or continue this out until WrestleMania? Is John Cena going to be in another lower card or early match on the card? In 2 years in a row? That seems almost unheard of.
But man, he lords over the roster.
Yeah, I think the last time we were on the show, we had mentioned or talked about how John Cena has really effectively, he's out of that main event picture. That he's, I don't know, not seriously taking himself out, but systematically, he's just lower down the card now. He had, and I know he was in the main event at the Royal Rumble, but that's because it made sense. But before that, it was just a mid-card guy, even at Survivor Series, which turns out to be nothing now, anyways. But at Survivor Series, he didn't make it to the end.
Right.
Trying to think, what was the next pay-per-view? I can't remember who he fought in the next one. Oh, it was him and Seth Rollins, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well,
Because it's only been. Hold on. Oh.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember too. Well, anyways, it's but all right. It's
It's not
the point we were trying to go for, but the fact that we couldn't remember John Cena was in the main event or not is kind of nice. You know, because before it was John Cena, John Cena, John Cena, John Cena. His presence on TV is pretty limited now. They moved it away from the Authority and all that, and I don't know. Maybe this run of him being on top is finally taking its toll, and it's like, all right, I'm just gonna float for a little while. Especially with like newer guys who are getting as big or bigger reactions than him.
Well, that's why I do find it comical just when I hear any commentary of the like anywhere online. It's just like he's kind of been down at least for the last year now. Like you said, like he was in a lower match at WrestleMania this year, and I don't see any way to I don't see him getting inserted into the main event match at WrestleMania. Because that's the only other spot to put him in.
Yeah.
You know, like, if he's not fighting Rusev a second time, why do you do something else?
It's funny, we didn't even plan to talk about this. We didn't plan on anything, really, but I'm seriously trying to think, what can John Cena do at WrestleMania? Unless Rusev just decisively obliterates him, or if they have some sort of schmoz where it never gets off the ground, you know, and...
Right. I'm expecting something like that.
Yeah, but even then, I mean, how shocking is that going to be? If Rusev comes out there, clobbers him, you're like, wait, what? What's going on here? This isn't supposed to happen. You know, just in name alone, he's John Cena. He got destroyed by Lesnar, but even the next match, he came back with Lesnar. You know?
Yeah, he came back and destroyed Bray Wyatt.
Oh, God. Shit, I forgot about that. let's not talk about the bad stuff, all right? We're trying to be positive here. But yeah, so... Yeah, just weird. And it's refreshing, but it's...
Right.
I don't know. It's
It's different, and I mean, I think that there is a bit of a changing of the guard going on. Like, I do think that the WWE, like, I know that someone was kind of mad because he mentioned that he was old. And it's just like, I mean, he might not be age old, but I mean, he is kind of athlete old.
Yeah.
And he has, like, if nothing else, he is definitely old in the fact that he has been in the WWE an awfully long time without any breaks, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was out out here and there, but he always comes back faster than he's supposed to.
Well, and even Randy Orton. Where is he now? Like, I remember I saw advertisements for him that he was supposed to be here this week, but he's not here. Like, I feel like he's had a few extended absences and, you know, he's kind of stayed a little more fresh. Like, he's the only guy I can think of that's been in that main event picture as long as Cena, or probably just in the company as long as Cena.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't think anyone else has that kind of a track record now.
Yeah, I'm. That's what I was trying to figure out too. Was where the hell's Orton? I thought the perfect spot would have been at Royal Rumble. No, I'm guessing they can't hold him out until WrestleMania, can they?
I guess. I don't know what else they do, honestly.
Yeah. My big thought with Orton was, and it really kind of goes with Seth Rollins, what if Seth Rollins tries cashing that Money in the Bank in, and, you know, Orton's the one that cost him, you know, to lose or whatever, you know? I don't
know.
That
would be hilarious.
But, I mean, that's a long time to keep Orton on the shelf, though, for whenever they decide to do it, that is.
Yeah, but I mean, and Seth Rollins is, it's kind of funny, like, they're going to eventually have to get around to him running out of time here.
What was it, June? Was Money in the Bank?
So, yeah.
Yeah. So he's got me. He's got some time.
Yeah, but... he's got some time, but we're halfway through February here. He's only got about 4 or 5 months. he's got under a half a year.
Yeah. And especially with, you know, a new main event scene, possibly, with him, Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan. If you want to insert John Cena in there, I guess, if you want to.
Yeah, I mean, he could be used for feuds with any of those guys, honestly, which would be another nice thing if Cena starts giving some wins to those guys.
Well, I mean, they already had Cena and Daniel Bryan, one match at least. I don't remember like a real Roman Reigns John Cena match, so you got that.
Yeah.
Well, you already had Roman Reigns and Randy Orton, but you can always go back to that. Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton had some really good matches. We kind of all forgotten about.
We shouldn't have forgotten about those. Those two guys were really good together.
Now
that you bring that up, I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah,
like that was a really good feud. I love that in ring.
Who else was there? I mean, and you can insert like the whole Shield dynamic is still there. All those three guys could go after each other. Daniel Bryan, Dean Ambrose, why not? I think one guy that's I honestly think can be on the cusp, and it's Ryback. I was impressed with his work Monday. He didn't look quite as stiff as he was, and he was bumping like crazy and looking limber doing it, which is going to help his longevity for sure.
Yeah, he's kind of been hanging around. They don't seem like they're ready to completely pull the trigger on him, but they also can wait until after WrestleMania sometimes with somebody like him.
Yeah.
And just because, like, okay, don't really have a spot for you, but let's start working you back up there after WrestleMania.
Yeah. I'm not talking about, like, right now, but I'm talking by the end of the year.
Right.
Something like that. I mean, it's a long time, but the dude's legit. I mean, just look at him. He's a scary dude. And I mean that in a positive way, obviously. I mean, he looks like he can really hurt somebody. And that's what they need. I mean, how long is Big Show and Kane going to be around? And really, their name value is so low right now, it doesn't even matter.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, that's... I just know that anytime they win, it's more of a surprise to me.
I think anytime they win, it's more of a groan-inducing, like, are you kidding? Like, It's just, and I think that's where, especially for Kane, like longevity and dependability are kind of his enemy. The guy barely takes breaks.
Oh.
Yeah, even his injuries, you know, he's not out very long. So, and he's been around a long time as well. So it's not like the overstaying your welcome, but it's just like the specialness is worn off.
So, well, and I even think that the number of I've been inspired by the number of his characters, but I think the bag of characters has finally dried up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's been a crazy run for him. They can use somebody new for that big guy that needs to take a loss every now and again.
Yeah, I got nothing but respect for that guy, but at the same time, there's nothing left. I mean,
he's not going to be champ ever again.
No, he's not, and he's not like a legit contender. And whenever, and just like we were just saying, when you see him wrestle, if he wins, it's like, why? I mean, I know the bad guy's got to win every once in a while, but still, it's like, oh, but yeah. I mean,
usually some type of shenanigans involved for his victories, too.
But yeah, Oh, always. Which is a real problem with Seth Rollins now. They've really amped that up way too much with J&J security interfering, and I'm hoping WrestleMania takes care of that and they get pushed to the side or just go away. It's hard to watch those matches. And that was my complaint with the Royal Rumble match, was how much they interfered, but that was a long time ago now. Just thinking about, like, we were going over the main event stuff. I mean, because you have the Shield, and really, the new main event players will directly affect John Cena. Because if he's going to get, if they're going to insert him back, like, to a legit main event level, where he's the main event every single pay-per-view again, if they're going to get to that level, he's got some new toys to play with. I mean, they've done a good job outside building it up. And then you've got, you know, we mentioned Ryback. I'm trying to think of, like, who are some other, like, by end of year, if you're not in like a main event mix, you're on deck. I'm throwing Ziggler away. He's done. Oh. I've actually grown to hate him now. I'm tired of seeing him.
I still don't hate him, but he is what he is at this point. They're not going to do anything with him.
No.
You know, he's just going to be the high-class jobber is what his job's going to continue to be.
Yeah. I don't know where, I don't know where their goal is or what their goal is with Harper and Rowan. I'm guessing that's one of those, oh, shit, what did we do moments.
Well, and that kind of takes you back. You were mentioning about Bray Wyatt just winning. There weren't that many times when they were around Wyatt that they helped to win. Like, they'd help and interfere and there'd be a loss or something like that, you know, a DQ loss. But rarely was it interference to help Wyatt win.
Yeah. Or they get thrown out as well.
Yeah.
The move that consistently works for some reason. That always gets over with the crowd still. I don't understand that. But yeah, with the Wyatt, like, Harper and Rowan, of the two, I think Harper is more ready than Rowan to go to move up, if you want to put it that way. I'm trying to think of who else. Bad News Barrett's not ready. It's just not working. So the only other, like, act I can think of or commodity I can think of is New Day. I mean,
oh, you're just doing that. You're just doing that to bring things to the screeching halt, aren't you? You were thinking.
Read your message.
Message before I sent it.
I've been planning on getting a New Day reference in for about 20 minutes. So when we started getting away from this main event thing, I was like, no, I'm guiding it back just to mention New Day. I used to really like Big E. I never liked Kofi. Xavier Woods was just there. I hate all three of them now.
The only thing I liked about Xavier Woods is I saw that he went to the 16-bit bar and arcade here in town last night and played some games.
And they should have thrown his ass out. Like, you fucking suck.
Yeah.
Did you hear the crickets all the way at Nationwide when they came out last night? They're like, come on, New Day. No,
yeah.
No, seriously,
it
no.
It seemed like a fairly lively crowd, so they got punked out.
No one wants to see that. White people don't want to see it. Black people don't want to see that. Chinese people don't want to see that. Maybe ISIS likes seeing that. I don't know. Maybe that's ISIS infiltrating WWE. Yes, New Day is part of ISIS. I'm just going to say it now. It's that awful. I don't understand. Like, I don't like Kofi Kingston, but the guy's got athletic ability. They don't let him talk. So maybe that's part of it. Big E's a monster of a man. And they saddle him with this shucking and jive bullshit. Like, holy crap!
You got to do the, and that's when I love the from all the old guys like JR and Austin. You've just got to run with the gimmick, and I'm just like, dude, you didn't run anywhere as the ringmaster.
You know what? That's a good point to bring up. I know the ringmaster, it's the easy target, but it's absolutely correct. Austin's heart wasn't in it. He even said he wasn't, but he was doing it. He was doing his thing with it. There's a difference between doing your thing with it and making it your own and giving it your all.
Right.
And there's no chance he could actually say, like, yeah, I gave that my all. It's like, no, no. But like listening to those guys talk, they're like, well, you can't just say no to something. You have to you have to come up with a better idea or a different idea. Okay. So how dumb are these guys if they can't come up with a better idea than this bullshit that they keep putting on TV all the time?
I've got no idea. Supposedly Xavier Woods has a PhD, but he obviously does not have a PhD in creativity.
Yeah, he went to Furman. That's not an easy school. It's right outside of Greenville. That's not an easy school to get a master's at.
Wasn't it a PhD? Or is that where he got his master's?
You know what? I don't know. So I'll just say he went to Furman, which isn't an easy school.
Gotcha.
But I mean, it's almost like the next line, the next wave of layoffs, if I'm those three, you better change your phone number. I mean, even like Slater Gator, Slater got that thing over. It started off awful, and then slowly but surely, before all this trumped up charges stuff came up, or now statute of limitations is gone, that was getting over, and now it's just dead. But New Day was dead on arrival. I mean,
ugh. Yeah, it looked bad in the promo, in the vignettes. It looked bad in practice. You know, again, it's another one of those ones that I'm just like, okay, why is this still getting airtime? Like, I just don't even understand that part. Yeah, go back to them being nameless and faceless would be better than them doing what they're doing now.
Yeah.
Just random strong guy, random guy who does crazy stuff, and PhD guy.
Yeah.
Those were better characters.
Guys with no voices. Yeah. Yeah. How sad is that?
Voices, and it was worse than having a somewhat functioning gimmick.
Yeah, I don't even know what Xavier Woods' gimmick was. R-Truth's buddy.
Yeah.
And then Kofi was Kofi, and then Big E was a big dude that should have been a silent bodyguard, but whatever. So. But on that note, I think it's time to go. We ended it on a downer note, but.
Hey, you're the one that wanted to end it on the downer note.
Oh, dude, I was trying to come up with a perfect time to put, yeah, and then New Day, and then I was going to just skip over it and not allow you to react. But
oh, I thought that you're going to go just to close, so it's like, oh, okay.
I just don't. Shaheed and I were joking about the Black History Month thing. Can you imagine, like, 10 years, New Day's going to be in the vignette for it? It's like, they put Tony Atlas in, but they don't include Saba Simba. So are they going to include Big E Langston and leave out New Day? It's basically at that level now, to me. So, anyways, let's get the hell out of here. Yeah, you guys can follow us on Twitter. I'm Granny Maze. Kevin's the Frango11 or Stunk Granny. Stunk Granny on all social media if you're looking for anything for us. Also, if you want to subscribe to the podcast, just look for Stunk Granny. And you get We Watch Stuff, OPA, Audio Experience. You know, it's been a while, but we sneak one in every once in a while. And whatever else. So any audio shows we do, as long as you subscribe to Stunt Granny, you're fine. So I'm going to get out of here, and I'll let Kevin take us out.
Yeah, it was surprising. I found something out this weekend about hashtag Sippy Time Beer. If you don't have any in a weekend, you can keep off weight by not going to the gym still.